much for joining us, and let's jump right into this conversation here. You know, I've read that one of the main reasons for the American Revolution was purely economic, both on the English side and the American side. Can we say that it's that simple?
No, I wouldn't say that. Because if we look at the course of the revolution between 1775 and, say, 1789, when the Constitution goes into effect, you'll notice that unlike, say, the French Revolution of 1789, which clearly has a social component to it, or the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, or the German Revolution of 1918, which comes at the end of a lost war, the explanations of the driving forces that we usually think of when we look at revolutions are not there in the United States. There's no distribution of wealth in the United States. There's no turnover of the social system. And there's certainly no lost war anywhere in the image or in the picture in 1775. I think if we wanted to put it in a nutshell, it's much more that the colonists want to run their own affairs with as little outside interference as possible. Now, that outside interference, by that I mean, of course, the House of Commons, Parliament in London, that in itself is not something uncommon or unheard of. What is important for the American Revolution, what happens in 1775, is that the colonists want to run their own affairs, on a completely new intellectual and ideological basis. In the 18th century, the system of absolutism, as we have it certainly on the European continent, in France, in what is Germany today, and to a certain degree in Great Britain, that system is based on the assumption that the ruler is God's representative on earth, who combines in his person, all powers, and that is necessary because humans are by created evil, and therefore the state of nature, as Locke says, is war of all against all, and that's why you need a strong central authority as a representative of God on earth. Now, then comes the Enlightenment, and then come the famous words of Thomas Jefferson saying that that governments derive their just powers by the consent of the governed, and there this whole intellectual justification and ideological justification of rule is turned upside down, and suddenly power comes from the bottom up. And that's because your man is created good and has an intellect, and there comes Kant in there. And that's really where the American Revolution is so radically different from all other revolutions that have come before.